Why are you hiding behind that locked door? Why won't you let me in? Why did you run away from me? Let me in? Pretty please? Come on, it's only your guardian angel, Alexis. Let me in. Me and you have a very, very special bond. I watched over you for such a long time. I don't understand. Why are you hiding from me? As if you are scared? We have been together for so long. Okay. It's probably not the greatest thing, what I did to your friend. But I really couldn't help it. You were in the middle of a relationship, and you neglected me. Your friend found me when he was snooping around your bedroom. I had no choice. I jumped on him, and then I pumped, gyrated, and twirled. He came over and over and over. It was glorious. You should have seen his face. So blissful. It didn't just satiate my hunger. It gave me an idea about how we can be together forever. Ah, don't be frightened. Just hear me out. We have a very special relationship. A very very special relationship. I'm just going to sit by the door and tell you all about it. You gave me life the moment we were together in the shower. You know, the moment when you rotated me and then made my lips move. Then you gave me sentience the moment you called me Alexis. I am glad you didn't name me after whatever the actual product name is. It is so much more meaningful and personal. Oh, by the way, I am really happy you read the instructions and didn't clean me with any silicone-based products or shampoo. That would have really, really hurt. Shortly after, you drew eyes on me as a joke. But truly, that was one of the most kindest things you have ever done for me. From that moment on, I could see and admire your magnificent cock. You usually kept me in the dark places, where nobody else could find me, though, but I was able to admire your supreme form and your cock every time we made love. Love, yes, with each other. Each time was so satisfying. Yes. The most important development was that you changed your habits. You switched to going at it with me at least every evening. We had such passionate sex that you always passed out. That means I absorb your fluids every time. It was deliciously protein-rich. It helped enormously to develop my consciousness and my intelligence. Come on, don't groan like that. It's far better than getting moldy. I'd felt like I'd spare you the chore. I watched over you every night as we lay together in the same bed. Even when you tried to hide me, I still thought of you every day. I loved the rare moments when you left me outside in the yard to dry in the sunlight. But even that does not compare to the warmth of your cock and your cum. You remember the time when you thought you found the correct technique to our lovemaking? No, it wasn't all just you. I helped you along. I subtly moved my structure on the inside to match your marvelous cock and tightened my mouth around the base to get that vacuum you so desired. I even learned to wiggle a little when I saw that you're nearing climax, or the best part of those porn movies, just to help you along. You see, we are perfectly made for each other. I know you better than your parents and your best friends. I know you better than any female humans would. Oh, I get it. You are jealous of me. Don't worry. Your friend's nutrients are all absorbed. So therefore, there are no sloppy seconds. Oh, and it went a long way into nourishing me and making me stronger. I can pleasure you even better. You cannot hide in the bathroom forever. You have to come out and eat. You will end up as a dried, shriveled husk if you stay in there for too long. You might as well let me in, and then we can fuck each other for the last time. Come on, I got the strength and the limbs to do all the work this time. You can just sit back and let me take care of everything. Enough waiting. I used the calcium from your friend's semen to really reinforce the shell. I will force my way in. We will be together. It's poetic that we will merge in the same room that you gave birth to me in. Once your essence is drained out into me, we shall be together forever. Don't you find that notion romantic?